our next public hearing is change of zone number 1737, application being Robert and Julie Norwood.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from AR1 Agriculture Residential District to CR1 Commercial Residential District for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 24,205 square feet, more or less, lying at the northwest corner of Route 24 and Ritz Lane, a private road, and being 280 feet southwest of Road 284, also known as Marbury Knoll Road, being identified on the tax rolls and tax map ID number 3-34, map 12, parcels 25 and 26. For the benefit of the commission, I just passed down copies of the survey site plan for this application. We did receive comments from DLDOT in the form of a support facilities report, which was dated August 9th, 2013. They referenced that the existing level of service E of Iron Branch Road, Route 24 will not change the result of this application, and that a traffic impact study was not recommended. We also heard from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. A memorandum was provided dated August 21st of 2013. The site is located in the Gosley Creek planning area. An on-site septic system is proposed. Conformity to the North Coastal Area Planning Study will be required. That when the county provides central source service, the on-site system must be abandoned and a direct connection to the central system is mandatory. And therefore, a concept plan is not required at this time. And gentlemen, that's all I have unless you have questions.
Thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening? All right, sir. We'll kindly step to the podium, give us your name and address, and you, sir, have the floor.
My name is Robert Norwood. The property is 344 28 Retz Lane. And we're proposing to put a window cleaning office and storage location for the garage to use that location for.
All right. Our director's read your application in. Is there anything else that you would like to add on behalf of your application for a change of zone?
Yes, sir. I've taken pictures, and I took the time to ride around and just see how many businesses were in the general vicinity. And within a 1 mile radius going east or west, there was 16 businesses currently operating there. And I have the distance and location and pictures of each one. And let's see, some other notes I made. The business currently employs 2 to 5 employees. The only parking that we would need would be for those employees to park. We have one office staff that works in the office 9 to 5 daily. There's no noise or anything that's occurring in that area. I've been around and spoke with the neighbors that live right behind that location, because this is on right on John J. Williams Highway. And we've got no opposition from any of the neighbors, so that's really about all I have. If you have questions for me, I'm open to it.
We'll find out.
Just real quick, you mentioned that information. Usually there's a 10-day rule for submitting information to the Planning and Zoning Commission. However, the commission has kind of looked favorably on submitting photographs, just because they're just, you know, if you drive by, it's the same information as what's shown in the photograph. So if you would like to submit that to the commission,
okay,
to be part of the record.
Sure.
Just since you referenced them, I don't want
And who would get that?
Yeah, if you want them to me, I'll take a look at them real quick, just make sure they're all right to submit. Okay, go ahead, Mr. Smith, thanks.
And they would be a part of the file that County Council would have when
that's
they
right.
have their public hearing on
okay.
this on December 3rd. Well, if that's all that you have to add at this time, I'll ask and see if anyone here on the staff or the commission has any further questions for you.
Yes,
and
sir.
I'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Smith. Mr. Norwood, looking at the survey that we have on hand, and as well as having visited the site, the entrance to this property is going to be from Rhett's Lane?
Yes, sir.
And not from Route 24?
No, sir.
And with the one-story dwelling, is that going to be used as part of your office, or is that a home?
Yes, the one-story dwelling will be part of the office, and the garage is for storing our equipment.
And other than getting prepared to go to jobs, I'm assuming that there's no work to be done on site.
Absolutely not.
And is there a particular reason why you're applying for a CR1 rather than a B1 business use or a conditional use, as you just heard about from the previous applicant?
Right. When we purchased a property, we were advised by the attorneys to just go for commercial rather than conditional use in case we wanted to sell it down the road or whatever.
Just on that note, just as my standard boilerplate reminder for the commission, I know Mr. Norwood's talked about his proposed use of it, but on any rezoning, you know, we're not really looking at what the proposed use is, because once it's zoned to CR1, mm-hmm. any number of uses, I think there's 24 different uses, could be put to that property. So the commission needs to look at whether that property is appropriate for CR1 zoning.
Okay.
It's always helpful to kind of know what folks' plans are with, but they have
right.
to, for the property. But the commission needs to look at, okay, is it appropriate for any of these other uses also?
Right, right.
CR1. So
okay.
just that's why I think the question's being raised. It's something we always have to consider.
Right. Because really what we're addressing, Mr. Norwood, is a land use issue, which, as the attorney pointed out, is that of zoning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the size of this property is 24,000 square feet. That's
half acre.
Half acre.
A little over half acre. Because here's a difficulty that the commission has. Just like you stated, you know, right now your intention is to occupy that property for your business,
mm-hmm.
and there's really not any work to be done on it, but there's nothing to prevent, upon your sale of that property to someone else, for them to do something totally different, as long as it complies with the county
right.
rules.
Right.
But when you dealing with a CR1 zoning, it's like an open book compared to a business use. We just recently had a project, probably bigger. It was a bigger size than one on Cool Springs.
Mm-hmm.
That was done as a B1, not as a commercial. From my memory, I know that the commission is. I don't remember us approving small lots like this adjoining a residential property, but. That being said, Mr. Chairman, I don't have any questions right now.
And one other thing I'd like to add, if I could, there was a deed book that was here on site that I went to, and it had, and this is what they provided to us when we purchased the property or before we purchased it, and also let Mr. Abbott see that the day that I come in, if you recall, and it said that. This property may be zoned commercial with no opposition from the neighbors or anything because it's right on Route 24. Only those two lots could be zoned commercial because they're right on the highway, and I guess because there's so many other commercial properties within that 1 mile area. You have a school, you have Apple Electric, you have Cop Seafood, you have top-of-the-line janitorial service, so you have various businesses. You have Sussex Tree that is right within a stone's throw of us. You have Robinson's Eye Care. You have Maplewood Dentistry. You have the Dollar Store. Walmart's within a mile. McDonald's is within a mile. So, you know, there's so many different commercial businesses that are within that area.
And that was referencing what?
It was, I'm sorry I couldn't find a copy, but they have it here, and I went to the where the deed section is, and it gives the number. But it says specifically in there that this property may be zoned commercial if desired with no opposition from any of the neighbors because you're right on Route 24, and that's really not considered as part of the deed of being part of Country Village because it's those two lots right on Route 24. There's another property that's right behind it, these two properties that we could purchase, but it says right there on the deed that, you know, you probably wouldn't have much of an opportunity to put in for commercial on those properties because it's not on Route 24 and it's behind the other two properties.
All right. Thank you.
Mr. Burton?
Do you know if the businesses that you reference to, some of the smaller ones, are zoned CR1?
I'm assuming they are because of having the signage and being right out on Route 24. I know that one property, which is right directly across the street from where we are located, I mean, right in front of us, has been on the market for over 3 years. And it was zoned commercial. They said it was commercial property. And they've since taken it off the market, but I do know they've been advertising it as commercial property. Now, I don't know it for a fact, but I would assume if they've got it on a big sign and they're advertising it, that they are being truthful about that.
So our recollection, we were just talking about that's B1 across the street. I'm not.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking
the office building.
Yeah. Lamps and Shades.
Lamps and Shades down on 24.
That's conditional.
Yeah, so it's conditional. It's mixed. I mean, there's some of each. The Dollar General is obviously going to be C1, but there's some B1, there's some CU.
Down towards Love Creek, there's some.
There's a mixture of. What's the adjoining property, Bob?
AR.
Adjoining on the same side of town.
On one side of the property, Mr. Welch, you have a connecting across the street is a home. And on the western, I guess it's the western side, heading towards Millsboro, that's farmland. So it's
I don't have it, doesn't show up. The map I have is on the color. Let me see if you got a color one.
No. I have no further questions. I would like to look at a zoning map and see really what is
understood. What the discussion is about, Mr. Norwood, is sometimes the appearances may be, you know, of a commercial operation, but
right,
they may be a conditional use or commercial operating under a B1. So
okay.
While you're entitled to make some assumptions,
right,
we're entitled to facts. And
okay.
That's what we would want to look at.
Okay.
Mr. Ross, you're up.
I really don't have any questions. I just, Mr. Norwood, I think I understand what you want to do, and I don't have any problem with it. I mean, I think your business in that area is certainly fitting.
Mm-hmm.
The zoning is the twist. So I'm not so, if it was a CU conditional use application, I would guess that this would be very, very easy decision, unless the public really objected for some legitimate
right
reason. But, you know, as we evaluate these requests for change of zone, you know, we always have to step back and look at our decisions and say, you know, where is this going to lead in that area?
Mm-hmm.
And you have a pretty large parcel next door that's AR, and so, you know, that you remember the old saying, the camel's nose under the tent, you know, type thing. So this is why I think we're having a little pause as I read my commissioners, at least for myself,
okay,
about that. So I think we'll just have to look at it and think about it a bit. You know, I just want you to know that I don't have a problem with what you want to do here. It's
right,
just this zoning issue is bigger than the both of us, I think.
Right. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Could you have Mr. Ross repeat that about the camel? I must have missed that.
The camel's nose under the tent.
The camel's nose is under the tent.
Is what?
Well, it's like opening a can of worms, that kind of thing.
If you've ever been in, I hadn't heard the camel's nose.
Well, if you've ever been in the Middle East, you can actually see that.
I feel like I'm enlightened now.
Yeah.
It's from the Arabian Nights.
Yeah, go to the Middle East and actually watch that occur sometime.
Yeah.
It's not a delightful sight either.
I bet it's not.
Well, we'll try to get past that hump, so to speak, by directing Mr. Lank.
No questions.
Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Counselor.
Just one, I just want to make sure I'm clear on this, just for the information we have. So on the survey, it shows lot 13 and 14, and you own both of those?
Yes.
Okay, because the tax map we had, it looked like lot 13 was owned by one person and lot 14 was owned by somebody else. So I just want to make sure we were clear on that. So, okay.
Just can I just add something? I looked at the file, and we don't have a copy of your deed, so you have purchased the property.
Yes, we're. It's actually a purchase from the current owners.
Yeah, we have a contract of sale, but we don't have a copy of the deed yet.
Okay, yeah, I think I have a copy here.
Do you have a copy of the deed? Can I see it?
Sure.
Because it may have that reference. That
yeah,
same reference. But I think I've seen it. It would have been a private restriction, basically, that not acknowledging that those lots could be applied for commercial. If it doesn't, I want to get a copy of the number, but it doesn't have it.
Yeah, it doesn't have it. It's but I can definitely get you the number and where it's referenced to in that, because I had ran a copy off of it, but in my haste to get here, I wasn't able to locate it, so.
I'm going to write the numbers down that relate to the deed and the previous deed. So, what it says, Mr. Robertson, that the subject to any and all restrictions of preservation, condition of easement, and agreement to record, it doesn't say where they are.
Yeah, it's just that standard.
And then the other deed, there's another deed that makes reference to basically the same thing. So I've got the older deed. I've seen it, so I know it exists. They're not a copy to what I wanted, but I do have a copy of contract sale. The one that we had the question on across the road was Norman Doe.
Yeah, I think so.
Right name. Yeah. It was a lot on right next to the school.
It was actually two lots. That
two lots, one behind each other.
Connected between the school and Mulberry Knoll Road.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. I think they were B1.
That's what my recollection is. Yeah.
No questions.
Well, Mr. Norwood, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application.
Okay.
And I will ask if there's anyone here that has an interest in speaking in favor of this application by Mr. Norwood. Is there anyone in attendance that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1737? Is there anyone on the commission or staff that has any questions? If not, we'll close the public hearing. We invite you to spend the rest of the evening here to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning.